Sylvia Ashbullard, 88.9 The Cube. Rafael So of Guinea is wanted for questioning in the stabbing death of Rachel Rathmal, a Lanxville resident, on June 28, 2007. It's believed that So, Rachel's husband, crossed the border illegally from the U.S. to Canada the night before her death, where he then took a taxi from Stansted to Lennoxville. He then allegedly took his vehicle to the Dorval Airport, where he fled to Guinea. In our last interview, Caroline Lacombe explained how it has recently come to light that Rafael So is the leader of a political party in Guinea. Caroline and her friends have been in contact with Alpha Diallo, a Guinean journalist who has written many articles about Rafael's involvement with Rachel and the case. It's good to have you back in the studio to help shed some light on this case, Caroline.
Oh, thank you.
What are the latest updates?
Well, the biggest update is that Rafael has apparently disappeared from Guinean politics. He's not as visible as he was, as he once was. He doesn't attend big gatherings. He's not spoken of much in the political arena. And this is the man who was bragging he could attract crowds. So basically, since he hasn't been arrested and there's no extradition agreement between Canada and Guinea, complicating matters. We still do feel, however, that we've achieved a small victory of sorts in the sense that he's retreated from politics. So he's keeping a low profile in Guinea. Obviously, the fact that this information has come to light in Guinea has bothered him. Basically, that he's an important witness and sought for questioning in the murder of Rachel Rathmal, who he was married to, although he hasn't admitted this. Yes, this is basically something he wasn't prepared for, and that shows us that this is the reason why he's retreated from Guinean politics. And when the Guinean journalist we've been in contact with, Alpha Diallo, asked him questions about the case and about his knowledge of Rachel, he first denied ever knowing her, ever having been in Canada. And then in a second interview, he admitted knowing her, but he didn't explain how. He just said she'd called him in tears when he was in jail. So the fact that he wasn't prepared for these questions and gave contradictory answers, then retreated from the public eye in Guinea, tells us a lot.
Yes. Well, how seriously are people in Guinea taking this information about him? I mean, it's a case from a country on another continent where life is so different from their own.
Well, in Guinea, there is a lot of corruption in the government. But from what we've read in comments on Alpha Diallo's articles about Rafael, the Guinean people are tired of this corruption in their government, and they want leaders they can trust who are honest and forthcoming about who they are. Otherwise, it's the same old tired routine they're used to and that they're sick of. So the articles Diallo's written about Rafael's involvement with Rachel and her murder have cast doubt on him as the leader of a political party in Guinea.
Do you feel any justice has been gained from the publication of these articles in Guinea?
Well, even though there is no extradition agreement with Guinea at the moment, and our police can't question him while he's there, we still have gained some ground by exposing him to his own people, the people who prior to the publication of these articles had no idea of his background in Canada. So if he is the murderer of Rachel Rathmal, if our actions can in any way prevent somebody else from being hurt or killed by him, then we will have succeeded in some way. Although the police can't question him, we are questioning him indirectly through this journalist, Alpha Diallo, and the articles have had consequences on his political career. He's actually asked Alpha Diallo numerous times to stop writing articles about him, but Diallo refused every time. We want Rafael to know that we haven't forgotten about him or about Rachel, and we never will. We will never accept the violent, cruel, and senseless way that she died, the fact that she'll never have a family of her own. He took all of that away. But even if for now we haven't achieved justice for Rachel, we've at least warned people so that they can be on their guard.
Right. So will this journalist, Diallo, be writing any more articles about the case since Rafael has disappeared from the political scene there?
Well, the next thing we're thinking of doing is a kind of memoriam for Rachel on the anniversary of her death at the end of June. We were thinking of asking Diallo to publish an article with pictures of Rachel and some information about who she was, what a good person she was, how many people loved her. And we'd like the Guinean people to put a face to a name, to see her as she was, Rafael So's wife, who helped him out so much when he came to Canada, who was even pregnant with his child. which he did not admit in any of the interviews with Diallo. We want them to see who his wife was, the woman whom he claims he barely knows.
Do you ever see Raphael So being brought to justice?
That's a hard question to answer because it may be a cold case forever. And as while he's in Guinea, he's untouchable in a way, something we had no idea about when this happened. Because you watch these crime shows like CSI, etc., and the crime is always solved. The murderer is arrested at the end of the show and put in jail, and we kind of expected the same sort of thing. Even when 2 weeks had passed, I was shocked. I thought it was so long, and I was waiting for the moment they were going to arrest him and put him in jail. And only later did we understand more about the political implications of the case and how it was almost, it's basically impossible to question him, to even go over there at the moment because there's no extradition agreement between Guinea and Canada. So the only way that they would ever be able to even question him would be if he ever came to the United States or Canada. He can't live in either the United States or Canada because of his background and his criminal background as well, especially since he illegally crossed the border twice, once into the U.S. and then into Canada. So we don't see how he would come back here or to the United States knowing that he may be interrogated and then arrested, brought before our own justice system. Unless maybe he goes to Europe. He has lived in Europe in the past. There's a rumor that he may have a child in Switzerland. I believe this is something he told Rachel. There's also rumors that he may have killed another man. This is basically hearsay, something we've heard from Guinea. I'm not sure if Rachel was aware of this or not. But unfortunately, with the justice system in Guinea, like we were talking to Alpha Diallo, the journalist, and he was saying there's even so much that is not on computers there. So many things that are handwritten, so many things that can be easily destroyed, important documents, etc. He didn't even have access to Raphael's date of birth or any other information that could have told us this was the same man initially when Raphael was denying that he was the same person.
So meanwhile, I guess that you and friends of Rachel are not giving up.
No, we're not giving up, even if it may be 20 years before justice is served. At least if it can be served sometime, it will be better than nothing. And also if our actions can help to warn people about him, let them know and maybe prevent him from any further criminal activity, like taking on a different identity or seducing some other woman, abusing her and causing grief to her and her family. If this can be prevented in any way, it's some sort of justice.
Right.
Even if he hasn't been prosecuted in a court.
Right. Well, thank you. We appreciate your coming by the studio today to give us an update on this. And of course, if there are any new developments, you will come back and tell us about them.
Oh, yes, I will. Thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you.